Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
What I love about Eno Saris, who just joined us from The Athletic, is that when you look at the games the way that he does, and you get into some of the numbers, then the obvious comments kind of slip aside.
Yep.
Like, he can take the Philadelphia Phillies, one of the hottest teams in baseball, outside the Dodgers. They've won seven in a row.
Yeah.
You know what the easy thing to say is? Yeah, Phillies are, you know, they're figuring it out. They're getting hot. They're going to be tough. They're going to be tough down the stretch. This Philly team, they're getting Bryce Harper back. They're going to be tough going forward.
Yeah, that's kind of the Captain Obvious
take. That would be the Captain Obvious take. Eno goes, Bryce Harper actually creates a problem for them when he comes back. They defensively already bad, going to get worse. And you've got a bullpen that when it looks good, it's good. But their command isn't all there, so they can fall off a map at any time. I'd expect a team like this to go on a winning streak every once in a while. But they can also go on a losing streak at the same time. It's just good next level baseball insight that I really appreciate when we have him on each week. Things like that that go way beyond the obvious. Now, yeah, the Dodgers are good, he says. That is obvious, and that is also true. And they've won 10 in a row. They're going to make the playoffs. The Mets are going to make the playoffs. You feel pretty good about the Braves. I mean, they could collapse. They could pull a reverse of last year and fall out of the playoff spot, the top playoff spot. But essentially, you're looking at, you know, the Padres, the Cardinals, the Brewers, the Phillies, you know, and the Braves. They're fighting. You're five teams fighting for four spots. Someone's not going to make it. And they're all good teams. He says the Brewers, you know, they got some flaws. They don't have maybe enough offense to stick around. They've got a tougher schedule, as you pointed out, which was good. They have the hardest remaining schedule of all the playoff contenders in the National League. You keep an eye on that. When you have 2 days like the last two, when the Padres won both days, they picked up one game on one team. The Cardinals lost 2 days ago. Other than that, every other team in the playoff race won both of their games the last 2 days. So you gain nothing. You just didn't lose any ground the last 2 days. It's tough. Tough to pick up ground right now in the National League playoff chase.
Yeah, there's no question, man. That's why, you know, the hey, it's early. It's just the beginning of the season. Those freaking games count. Those games matter. They matter so much. Look at the Yankees. They've lost 7 of 8 right now. That big lead that they padded, Ben, they no longer have the best record in the AL. That belongs to the Houston Astros now, I do believe. So those games are massively important.
They're tied.
They're tied.
71-41.
Crazy, right? So, I mean, the lead they had, you look at them now, you're like, they're getting bounced first round the way they're playing. And you look at the Dodgers and what, you know, they added Joey Gallo, who had a pinch hit 3-run home run last night to give them the lead. Everything's clicking their way right now. So, look, They are deep. They're getting Dustin May back. It's I heard that news last night. I was watching the broadcast, and I went, oh, God, he's making one more rehab start. It means we'll face him probably a couple times down the stretch. One of the filthiest pitchers in baseball, they're getting back as well, as well as some pieces in their bullpen. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a tough road to hoe to even just make the playoffs right now. But I do feel confident knowing what we have on this team, knowing what we have, what I've seen the last couple of days, the no-quit attitude, did not panic at all in the slightest. Manny is white hot. Again, so that's exactly what we wanted.
It's funny how perspective changes things. One of the baseball headlines yesterday, Al Avila, general manager of the Detroit Tigers, was fired yesterday. And the headline, here's what the headline says. Al Avila fired, has had just one winning season since 2015 as general manager. And you go, oh, yeah, about time. You know, you're looking from afar, Detroit, another bad season. You know another team that's had one winning season under their general manager that was hired in 2015? San Diego Padres.
Yep.
But right now, you know, they're the talk of baseball. Everyone's hot. AJ Preller's the rock star right now. How different is he from Al Avila at the moment?
Well, he has an owner, and he's had ownership that has told him in the last 5 years, spend a buttload of money, go bring in really good players. And in Detroit, I don't know that you can say the same.
They signed Javi Baez.
They spent some money.
I don't know that was a good signing, but they signed him.
They did. They spent some money. There's no question. So it just, you know, luck of the draw sometimes it feels like. But have they made? I think everybody was expecting a lot more from the Tigers this year, and they just have not delivered. So he was the man to fall.
All right. Padres open a series tomorrow against the Washington Nationals. Going to be the homecoming for Juan Soto and Josh Bell. Mike Clevinger gets the start in game one tomorrow. He'll go up against Corey Abbott. I don't know much about Corey Abbott, 0-1 with a 5.68 ERA. I do feel good. I know Mike Clevinger lost his last time out against the Dodgers. I do feel good about what I've seen from him for the most part. That was making a mistake against the wrong guy, the wrong pitch at the wrong time. That's not necessarily the culmination of a bunch of struggles. I've been happy with Mike Clevinger. You just brought up Blake Snell. Been thrilled with him. Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove with his last start as well, bouncing back after having his toughest outings. I mean, Padres look as complete as they've looked all season long. By a long shot right now, I would say.
Agreed. I mean, you know, look, we get to a game tomorrow night and we got a one-run lead and Josh Hader comes in. I still feel good about it. I do. It's Josh Hader. I have faith that he's going to get it cleaned up and that Niebla is going to get him cleaned up, and we move on from there. It was a bad outing, and everybody has him. So I do really love this team a lot, and I have a lot of faith in this team. It's why I didn't panic yesterday. It's why I'm not panicked right now.
We talked about it earlier. You've got some non-traditional television broadcasts over the weekend.
Yeah, lay it out again.
So it's an Apple Plus game tomorrow. The series opener, and then on Saturday, I believe it's back to the regular Bally Sports, and then on Sunday, you get the early Peacock start at 9 a.m.
With Mud Grant, by the way.
Yes, that's
on
right.
On Peacock.
He'll be joining their team for the day.
Which is fantastic.
On Sunday.
So Don will work Saturday, but he's also, Don's going to do National on Sunday. No.
No.
Somebody tweeted that Don was doing a National game on Saturday.
Okay, so Don may not be with
Jesse be doing the game with Mud, maybe?
Oh, my God.
Scan will do the game on Saturday. I don't know everything. It's a confusing week. My point being, check local listings and be on top of it and know you can always listen to the game here on 97.3 The Fan. If you don't like the broadcasters, whatever, you always have this as an option. You know, you're always going to get Jesse and Tony or Bob and Tony, and you can overlay the audio and watch the game on your streaming platform, wherever it is you'd like. But it is a weird weekend, to be sure.
I mean, I said it earlier, maybe I'll just take the weekend off. There's no effing way I can take the weekend off. Because, you know why? Juan Soto is batting for the San Diego Padres. Don't we all feel like we're at the what's your favorite place on earth? Like, what's your favorite thing to do? Is it going to the carnival? Is it going to the beach? Whatever it's the golf course. I enjoy watching his at bats as much as I enjoy playing golf. It is must see TV. That late AB where he grounded out on the first pitch, I'm like, bro, what happened?
Yeah, Rob.
You robbed him. I'm like, who are you? It's weird. He thrives with two strikes. He loves hitting with two strikes. He is comfortable hitting with two strikes. His job, his goal, I want to do damage or I want to get on base. And he has done it at a remarkable clip. Remarkable, Ben, since he's gotten here. He is everything that was advertised and then some.
We went through a long stretch of Padres baseball where there really wasn't anyone in the lineup where you didn't feel like, I can get up, get a snack, I can go to the concession stand if I'm at the game. There's a year or two where, yeah, I didn't want to miss Adrian Gonzalez or Chase Headley, maybe, you know, when he was coming up and he was really hot.
Or but, some of the new young guys that you heard so much
for the,
about.
But for the most part, there was no can't-miss at-bats. Then Manny Machado signed, and then Fernando Tatis Jr. came along. And now there's Juan Soto. And the Padres legitimately have three players where you can't do anything. When they come to the plate, I actually, like, I change my behavior.
Yes.
Like, knowing, because, you know, I'm getting, if it's an afternoon game, I'm getting ready for work. Okay, I don't want to hop in the shower at this moment because, wait, these guys are coming up. So I either have to do it a little earlier or a little later. I have to change my routines around because I don't want to miss any at-bats from any of those guys when they come to the plate, with Fernando obviously coming back soon. It's such a difference than the Padres baseball. You know, Tony Gwynn was that guy for me. Didn't want to miss a Tony Gwynn at bat. But for the most part, never had this, where you've had multiple players in a lineup that are can't-miss at-bats every time they step into the box.
Yeah, man, it is, it's a sight to see. To watch him go out and grind out an AB, taking pitches, Ben, that mere mortals absolutely swing over the top of. It's
I love Jake Cronenworth. I love Jerkson Profar.
I love watching him near everybody in this lineup.
I'm not terrified to miss one of their at-bats, though. I'm terrified to miss a Juan Soto at-bat, a Manny Machado at-bat, and when he comes back, a Fernando Tatis Jr. at-bat. I don't want to miss a single one of them.
I'm with you. I love watching this team, and watching this team yesterday, I did feel a sense of calm. Maybe it was the shot that I took before the game that calmed me down a little bit, but holy cow, man. It's must-see TV right now.
There's going to be a lot. We talked about this earlier, but because the broadcasts are national in nature, there's going to be a heavy focus on the Juan Soto return, and I don't mind. I want to get a little bit of it. We're going to get very tired of it because it's going to be the same story told to a national audience over and over again that we're going to be too familiar with, and I think it's going to impact maybe some of our enjoyment of the weekend because you're going to get way too much of it, just like we did last time around. You know, too much Madison Bumgarner. Too much whatever that you're not really used to as a Padres fan in a broadcast. You're going to get a lot of return talk from Soto and Bell. At least they're Padres that they're talking about.
Yeah, and maybe it'll be different. I mean, the Freddie Freeman return was excruciating. It was getting a tooth pulled, and it never stopped. The entirety of the games, the beginnings, the ceremonies, the press conferences, the post game, it never stopped. It just went on and on, and I think they get in a, I mean, you know what I would rather hear on a broadcast sometimes, Ben? Like a topic wheel. Seriously, like we have been hammering this narrative so much, let's just spin a topic wheel if we don't want to call the actual game on the field and do that, because...
What was that?
I'm serious. Imagine watching a baseball game. Hey, guys, can we not talk about Yadi Molina and what a great leader he is? Just spin the topic wheel, Fred, and go from there.
You know, Jesse and Tony do the question of the day,
yeah,
which is kind of fun. I like that.
Mix
whenever
it up,
comes up.
Man. Yep. Don't be afraid.
What do we get?
What is your biggest fear?
Oh. Ooh. Mine is prison.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Usually when you face your fears, now you've never been to prison.
No.
You've been to jail.
Right.
You like to explain there is a difference
to us. Difference. My biggest fear is getting framed or... Ooh. Committed, like sent away for a crime I did not commit.
That's a really good answer.
It's really.
You ask 100 people, 99 out of 100 are not saying prison.
Bro, and you're talking about a guy that if he had his way, I would do this show, go home and sit on my ass. If I'm not playing golf, I would sit on my ass and watch TV all day. So it's not like I'm some outdoorsman. Like I would miss the ocean and hiking. No, it's just the freedom to be able to do whatever you want. And when you get it taken away, I couldn't live in a cage for. The 10-year sentence, Ben, I wouldn't make it. I would not make 10 years. If I knew my exit date, I couldn't make it 10 years. I would go crazy. So that's my biggest fear, is going to prison. What about yours?
I am...
You're asking me, like, obviously something happened to my kids or whatever, but, like, for me personally, being in going to prison would be it. I never want to feel handcuffs again. Ever. Never, ever, ever, ever.
I fear, like, somehow ending, like, homeless. Like, somehow, like, losing everything. Yeah, having nothing and being, like, on the street. Like, having to live on the streets.
Yeah. I mean, that's a legit fear. I don't know that people really understand how close everybody is to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, the safety net's gone.
Safety net's gone.
You know, I don't want to.
You make a bad move, a bad investment or something, and it's like, oh, crap, we're living in our car now, right? And then from there, you got to sell your car. And it's, you know, it probably doesn't make a lot of sense, people hearing it right now, but, I mean, everybody's closer to it than I think they realize. Could happen. That's a good one, too. It's a good fear. What about you?
I got deep. I was expecting, like, spiders.
Oh, snakes. Rattlesnakes. Terrifying.
I don't
snakes.
Like poisonous or venomous animals, like, either.
I thought that
but,
went unsaid.
Like, well, yeah, but both of those answers that you guys just gave are, I think everybody, if they think about it, would fear both of those. I don't go around, like, my day-to-day, like, fearing it, though. Like, I regularly would, I fear heights.
Yeah,
I do fear snakes. If I ever see a snake,
I will
in
scream
the grass.
Like your high pitched.
Yeah,
squeal.
No kidding.
I love heights. I love being high in a building and seeing a view. But I fear falling badly.
Oh,
I don't
God, yes.
Like bungee jumping has no appeal. Skydiving, yeah. I don't like that feeling of falling. I don't
Forget
want that.
It.
I'm not looking. That's not enjoyable to me any way, shape, or form.
I'm with you.
I don't like the ride at that. Tower of Terror ride. It's just up and down. It just drives me crazy. Roller coasters. No,
I'm safe. Snakes, though. Ooh. No.
Yeah, I run. I'm terrified. I saw my buddies were playing at Santa Luz yesterday, and a giant snake crawled up into their cart, and it was slithering. A giant
into
the cart. It was it was hidden in the God. Undercarriage, nope. And it slithered nope. out. And they have a video of it, and I almost soiled myself.
See, now if I saw.
If I saw one, I would just run.
Played golf. I went and played in Alabama once, and I mean, there was a giant snake on the cart path. But I saw it. It's like I just drove in a different direction. I'm not that, but if it like hides and you're surprised by the snake, now that would be terrifying.
Every time I've ever used a porta potty, I have feared a snake crawling up and biting me in the taint every single time. So I hover. Because of that, not because of germs, because of a snake reaching, biting my taint.
A few months, you'll see those posts, you know, that go viral, and it's like, oh, a snake coming out of the toilet drain or something.
100%.
And you're just like, I will be terrified for at least the next week.
For at least the next week. Absolutely. Now that on a baseball broadcast, I could get behind. Spin the topic wheel instead of talking about Juan Soto's return to Washington.
You never know when it's coming up on our show. All right, we'll come back. I'm curious if Woods is going to be placing any bets tonight. Because
we have locked in like nine.
We have NFL preseason action.
Oh, no.
We know.
Oh, I didn't know. Here we
know.
Go.
Yeah, we know what that means for Woodsy.
All right.
Coming up, we got a round of report ahead as well. Stick around. More Ben and Woods coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You'd be happy to know, Benjamin, I'm staying away from tonight's action in the preseason. The only reason I bet that preseason game last time is because it was the Jags.
Are you ready for some football?
And I thought, I don't know that they'll win two games all season, much less preseason. So I'm
telling me that getting 2.5 points for the Patriots at home right now against the Giants isn't somewhat tempting.
Our boy Cash Metty, I saw a tweet from him the other day, and we used to have Craig on to do football picks for us. I love the dude. He goes, man, I just realized Matt Patricia is going to be calling plays for the Patriots. I'm slamming.
Is he? Because I know Bill Belichick has now said he did not name an offensive or defensive coordinator.
I think it's I trust Cash Metty. That dude does his
research.
Someone's
calling plays, but he actually is not creating that position. He's just having like multiple coaches handle the coordinating duties.
Yeah, that'll work out really well. But he said if Matt Patricia is the one calling the plays, I'm hammering their under for wins. And he would know. Matt Patricia he's a big Lions fan. The Patriots getting 3 at home against the New York Football Giants, who I feel like we talked last year about teams that I just couldn't care less to watch. They're one of them. The Giants are one team where I'm like, oh, the Giants
Saquon's
are on.
Saquon's back and healthy this year.
Not tonight.
Yeah, true.
The Titans became an interesting team towards the end of last year with Derrick Henry and the running he was doing. He's always fun to watch. They're taking on the Ravens. You know, you're not going to see any of the stars tonight and in either of these games. I'm looking for a really good reason, and the lines on both are 3.
Is that a divisional matchup? You don't usually see those in the preseason.
Do you not?
I feel like you try to avoid those because you're going to
Titans and Ravens
a couple of times.
But those are your two games.
Those are the
tonight.
Two games tonight.
Do either one of those do absolutely anything for you?
Giants, Patriots, Super Bowl rematches, Eli Manning, Tom Brady. None of the particulars. None of the starters for that. A certain, you know, maybe a series or two at most. Now, there's only 3 preseason games instead of 4, so teams that do play starters will probably play them a little bit more than they used to, but yeah, I'm not expecting much tonight.
All right, yeah, I'm not either.
But you're the one who's already won big on the preseason.
I won $100 on the
Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes, not Oakland.
First time I've done that in a while.
Let me see here. BetQL doesn't even have the... they're not even offering any picks on that tonight.
Got 5 games tomorrow, including Packers 49ers in the late window, and then the rest of the teams play on Saturday, including Rams Chargers at SoFi Stadium on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And then there's a Sunday night game as well, Vikings Raiders.
They have 1 star. It's a 1-star bet. I think they're saying to favor Baltimore. Yeah, favor Baltimore. No, favor Tennessee with a 1-star bet. So very not convincing enough at all. But if they're favoring Tennessee and Tennessee's getting 3 points, I don't know. Maybe I put 50.
You can't be less confident than 1 star, right?
0 star.
0 star bet. 0 star bet. 0 star bet.
Yeah, it's almost guaranteed to lose. My 0 star bet of the day.
then take the other team.
Yeah.
If it's a 0 star bet.
That's exactly right.
All right, Jesse Agler is our incorporator each week. He gets a word from one of our tier ones that he has to incorporate into that night's broadcast. We had one earlier in the week for him from tier one. Here's our voicemail.
Hi, I got a word for Jesse. Crepuscular. That is an adjective describing an animal that is active during dawn and dusk as opposed to being nocturnal or demural. Deer are crepuscular.
funny because nocturnal, obviously, we know that word.
Yeah, at night.
But I had never heard of crepuscular.
Nor have I. Ever.
Before. But then it was Jesse's job to work it in. He didn't do it on Tuesday, so he set it up for us very early in the broadcast yesterday in the series finale against the Giants. In fact, he's basically welcoming everybody in at 1 o'clock when he got right to the Incorporator.
All right, Tony, thanks very much. Quick turnaround day game after a night game. Never easy. Baseball players generally not crepuscular. They are more nocturnal creatures. But they'll do what they have to do here this afternoon. Sean Manaea on the mound to face San Francisco in a rubber game.
Just head snappingly quick on the Incorporator yesterday. So great job by Jesse, as always. And if you have a word, I always like to remind everybody early in the week because you never know when you're going
to
encounter
one. It's fun to hear
your word. It's fun to hear it. It's fun to leave the voicemail. You don't have to wait until Tuesday. Just call us, 619-798-4892. That's our voicemail number. It's open 24 hours a day. You can leave an Incorporator word with the definition and the pronunciation and the spelling. Give us your name, too, so we can give you full credit. And that's also the line where you react to Padres games, overreact possibly, when things are going poorly or things are going well, and you can call in and celebrate. We love voicemails that we can play, and Paulie can edit up during the show.
So. Yeah, Drake tweets, he says, the Titans and Ravens aren't in the same division.
No, that's right. The Raven, the East and the South.
Yeah, we need to brush
north
up on
and
our,
the South.
Our football. It's been a while. We don't have a team, so.
They're actually fairly close geographically.
Baltimore and Nashville.
Yeah, probably only like 500 miles or so.
I have no idea.
Middle of the country, kind of toward the east
coast. I'm staying away, and I believe you should too. Stay away from the
South and North. Yeah. South and North divisions of the AFC.
All right.
Good call there.
Thanks, Drake.
They do feel like the same team sometimes.
I'm done with preseason talk for
today.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. What do we got?
Oh, boy. What is the most annoying thing that your spouse does?
We need a longer show. What do we got, 30 minutes left? Ben, why don't you go first on this one? Paul, you want to take a stab at this?
All right, so I'll go first.
Oh, God.
And everyone does this now. You know, instead of going shopping, you just order things off Amazon, whatever, and the boxes come. But then she doesn't open them, and they're like stack up by the door. It's like... There's three boxes. What did you order? Why is it not even open yet? Is it that? I mean, if you didn't need it, why did you order
package
it?
Within 30 seconds of seeing that
it's
there.
Like it's still like a kid at Christmas.
There.
Like,
the box comes. I'm going, box has been sitting there for like 3 days. Is it, you know what's in? She knows what's in there. I guess she doesn't need it yet. So until it's needed, it just doesn't get open.
Like if I'm walking up to the door and I see a package I was expecting
you
to
just
be
rip
delivered.
It right open.
It, like I'm opening it before I even put my keys down.
Right. No, we got boxes. It's Shelly Higgins. I'll set it by the front door, and like 2 days later, still sitting there. It's like you've seen it. You've obviously passed it.
So it's inside.
Ten times.
It's
inside. It's
inside. It was brought in.
Yeah, I brought it
and
in
then left.
And it's just left there. And it's like, are you not gonna open this? What is it? What did you order? I don't even know. It's just sitting there. It's a box.
Paulie?
It's not addressed to me though, so I feel like I can't open
of course.
It. You can't do that.
My wife, when she sneezes a minimum of 9 times in a row.
You can't control
I've known
that.
People like that.
No,
yeah.
I know. And,
you can't control
and it doesn't
it.
Like bother me, but she'll be like, mid-sneeze, she goes, I'm sorry. I know this is not. And it's not like 20 times a day. It's just, you know, once a day if you have a sneeze or something.
I'm so sorry.
I'm trying to stop.
Oh, my God. I don't actually have any, so.
Oh.
Ha! I mean, where do I start?
I mean, we should invite them all. If they'd like to call the voicemail line and leave the most annoying thing their spouse does, they can do that as well.
I mean, honestly, like, how much time do I have?
Do we need to go to break and give you 5 minutes to
all right, we'll come back.
Sort out your list?
All right, come back. We'll think about that.
Achoo!
And then I'd also like you to speculate on what your spouse would answer about you.
Oh God, dude.
As well. And then we'll do a rattle report and we'll wrap up the show here on a Thursday. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're up, boss.
All right. Had to weed through all the data in my brain for my wife's most annoying habit. You know that sometimes, well...
You showed me the Google document. It's 42 pages
I had to weed through it. I mean, obviously, besides the, you know, getting up at 1 a.m. to work out, waking me up, things like that. She'll sometimes wash only her dishes in the sink.
Ooh.
It's very petty. It's a petty behavior. We are a petty couple. We can both be very petty.
That is interesting, because once you've started washing dishes, you've
just
started.
Finish what's in there.
It's the additional work is minimal at that point.
Yeah, you're right there.
Once you're in there. Once you're in the weeds of the dishes.
And if I see dishes in there, I'm just going to wash them all, and I'm not going to go, oh, that's my peanut butter fork. That's my plate. I'm just going to put those in.
How does she know that maybe you spoon-fed Bo some peanut butter, and then it was technically Bo's dish?
No, it's technically mine.
It's yours.
Yeah,
because
I used it. So she will wash sometimes. I go, and I'll say, When are we get to the point where I just put my name on my apple juice and nobody else can use it? Is that what we're... Are we trending towards that? Are we trending?
The communal fridge, yeah, like, with your three roommates, and like, you have to label everything?
I had a crap roommate before. He was awful. Just the worst. And he would leave dishes in the sink and I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to ride it out. F you. Like, you did this. But that was a roommate. This is...
But those people who do that, they can ride it out longer than you can.
That's exactly right.
That's the problem. You can never win that battle of patience.
It's just, and I think it's just petty. I think we just get petty sometimes. She's like, oh, I'll just do my own. Like, my coffee mugs are in there. All her stuff is gone. And there's my coffee mug and toast plate sitting there in the sink. And I'm like, okay, this is where we are today. Got it. Got it. Yeah. That's probably it.
Fair enough. Did you know that you can listen to all your favorite team station shows, even podcasts, all on the Odyssey app? Just download it. You get another one. Okay. All of a sudden, the floodgates are open.
It reminded me, because you were talking about how Shelly will order things from Amazon and leave the boxes.
Yeah.
She'll bring them in.
Yeah, I'll bring them in.
You'll bring them in. They'll sit by the door. Nobody will open them.
Yeah.
My wife will get an inordinate amount of packages delivered to the home, rip open the boxes, take her things out, then throw them in the garage in front of the door that leads out to the trash. So there's a pile of boxes. Instead of opening the door, lifting the lid, and putting the boxes in the recycling, they sit by the door. That makes me nuts. There'll be a bag of trash sitting by the door.
And kids are good at that one. The trash goes out, but not all the way out.
Right. You literally had to walk out, open the door, drop it by the door, just open that door, drop it in the can, and everybody's cool. There needs to be more of a team player atmosphere, right? And it's not a solo act, Ben. I'm not Don Henley.
This is probably more of a me issue, but Shelly likes to play her music loud.
I like that,
all
too.
All the time.
Hannah
you probably like that.
It.
Yeah,
Hannah hates it.
Yeah.
I crank it as loud as it will.
Loud all the time.
All the time. And that's...
I like, we're worried like the neighbors are going to complain. And it's not because of my kids. It's because of my wife, who's playing her music very loudly.
I like it too.
Especially like when she's like getting ready to go to work.
Yeah.
She gets showered.
It's cranked.
The bathroom is...
firing.
Might as well be a nightclub at 1 a.m. in our bathroom.
I am the same way. When I was going to Petco Park to play in that fantasy camp game, I mean, I had freaking Van Halen on as loud as it would go. I was like, leave me alone. I'm preparing. Biggest game of my life. So funny, dude.
All right. Paul is standing by with a Rindle report. We will use that to wrap up the show right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
All right. It is the Rindle Report, brought to you by OverAskSD.com. OverAskSD.com is the easiest hassle-free way to sell your home. Get your all-cash offer in less than 24 hours by going to OverAskSD.com today. Gentlemen, we will start off in the NFL. Got a tweet earlier this morning from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. He tweeted, Bucks quarterback Tom Brady is not at practice today for personal, non-football reasons.
Okay.
Coach Todd Bowles will discuss it after practice, but my understanding is he won't be present for a few days. Rapp then quote tweeted himself and said, Coach Todd Bowles said, Tom Brady won't be back until after the Titans preseason game, which is on August 20th in 9 days.
Whoa. It's a lot of preseason to miss. Not that Tom Brady needs it, nor would be playing in any of the preseason games. Actually, it doesn't really matter at all now that I think about it.
There's a handful of guys in the NFL that probably could get away with this. He's top of the list. He's one of them. You know, if it's Trey Lance, that's like, yeah, I'm not going to be here for 9 days. I'd say that's a problem, right? Yeah,
now, hopefully
everything's okay.
Hopefully there's no emergency or something that's really wrong.
I mean, it could be something. He got COVID.
Yeah. Could be. 9, 10 days, yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, he could also...
He said non-medical, though, didn't it?
You could I mean,
personal, non-football reason.
You could have said personal. COVID doesn't seem like a personal reason. That's medical reason.
But that's right. Kind of the code. Remember,
why would they hide it? What would be the point?
Well, teams couldn't say
disclose. Yeah,
they couldn't disclose medical information unless, I guess, the player wanted to. So if a player just magically wasn't in the lineup night,
if I had to be gone for that many days, I'd certainly rather have the media think that I was sick than just abandoned my team for 10 days.
Yeah, but you never know. Hopefully everything's okay with his family. You know,
but what I was going to say is, remember, he retired, came back. There's certainly a part of him that doesn't want to go through every second of the grind anymore.
I don't blame him. It's been through 20
right.
of these.
So if you're the Bucks and Tom Brady's going, yeah, I might have been a little hasty on retirement, but guys, I don't need a month of preseason anymore. Can I come back and like just do part of the preseason? Of course they're going to say yes. You do anything to get Tom Brady back another year. Yeah, you want to take 10 days off during preseason?
So, yeah,
right ahead. We don't care.
Todd Bowles said, quote, period of time to deal with some personal things. This is something we talked about before training camp started. We allotted this time because he wanted to get in and get chemistry with the guys, go through 2 weeks training camp, knowing he wasn't going to play in the first two games. He didn't want to take away reps from Blaine and Kyle, as well as Griff, going into these next two games, knowing it's something he needs to handle. He said, it's a personal issue. That's all I can tell you. He said he's got a pretty high level of confidence that Brady will be the starting quarterback against the Dallas Cowboys in week one. Yeah, so, I mean, sounds like it was prearranged.
Says he also had excused absences last Wednesday for his 45th birthday and last Friday
as
well.
He's birthday guy?
Yeah.
He's take the day off on your birthday guy? I would have never thought that about Tom Brady. I've worked with that guy before. It's my birthday. I'm not coming in. We're not in college.
And then he combined it with a scheduled off day and then one more day afterwards to take kind of a unscheduled, like a 3-day weekend.
Long weekend.
Yeah. I mean, he's Tom Brady. If he wants to come back on his terms, he's coming back on his terms.
I like it. All right, next up, we mentioned it earlier in the show. Tonight is the Field of Dreams game. Cincinnati and Chicago? Who are they playing?
Yep, Reds, Cubs.
And Chicago in Iowa.
Non-playoff impacting game.
So that makes sense why Darren Rovell would tweet out the top five grossing baseball movies at the box office. And this was factored for inflation, he said. I'll start at number five, work my way up to the top. Why don't you guys give me your thoughts on each movie? And if you agree with where it is as far as top grossing baseball movies of all time. Number five, 1984's The Natural grossed $139 million. I'll say it. I don't care for The Natural. I think it's overrated. It's okay. It's a good baseball movie. It's wildly overrated.
It's a little... I don't know. It combines, for me, and I kind of agree with Paul. It's not a bad movie, but...
Not bad. I don't go back to it, though.
It's
much,
so
ever.
Serious, but then
so
it also
serious.
Combines a little bit of the supernatural with the bat and the lightning
if
and everything.
If I get the mood for a baseball movie, I can name 10 that I would easily
rather watch. Is it a magic baseball movie,
or is
it a serious, gritty... You know, baseball movie. They try to get away with both of them.
It's crazy stuff.
It's crazy stuff.
It's sad.
It's sad, yeah.
It's cool, though. I mean, the shot at the end with the lights and everything else. The song is amazing.
The song's great. Close.
It's brilliant, but yeah. I mean, also, Robert Redford's 78 years old when I'm like, all right. He literally is like 75, I think, when he filmed that, I feel like.
He's still alive, isn't he?
He's 107 right now. I feel like he was 75 in the movie.
Robert Redford is...
Are we playing alive or dead?
85 years
now.
Old.
So he was really...
About to turn 86.
Now, how much is he worth?
Glad you asked.
When did The Natural come out? Like 87,
86?
Net worth of $200 million.
I believe it.
God, that's a lot of money.
So he was in his 40s. When he filmed The Natural.
All right.
Number four, this one surprised me. Moneyball.
It's brilliant.
$148 million. It's
a brilliant film.
I wonder...
I'm glad that there's that many people who appreciate that.
I love that movie.
I mean, good sports movie. Brad Pitt, like, big actor. Was it because it was the athletics, maybe? It didn't have a whole lot of hype? Did people appreciate it?
Wait, is this bad money makers?
No, just top five grossing movies. I would have thought it was
top
a little higher.
Top five grossing baseball movies.
Yeah. Number four.
I feel like that's about the right spot for it.
Right. Yeah. Number three, 1976, Bad News Bears, $182 million.
Jeez. I love the original. I like the remake with Billy Bob.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about the VHS and taping the movies.
Yeah.
That was one that... So when I'd go to my grandma's, we'd always go to Blockbuster. And
yeah,
she'd rent like four movies. And we probably rented that movie 20 times.
Yeah.
Like, why would you... Keep it, just buy the movie.
It's good.
But back then, if you wanted to buy the movie, it was like $97.
Yes, $90. Yeah.
To buy the
just
movie.
Just keep renting it 40 times and you'll come
instead,
out.
Instead, we rented it like 30 times.
Bad News Bears again, huh?
Bad News Bears every time.
Yeah, yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great.
You remember, I knew Walter Matthau, so that was a...
Wow.
That was a special one
for
me.
What a treat for you.
Got to know Buttermaker.
Kelly Leak was always an interesting character. And who was the girl, Tatum O'Neill?
Yeah.
I had a crush on her when I was a little kid. John McEnroe married her. Tatum O'Neill.
Number two, top five grossing baseball movies, The Box Office Field of Dreams, 1989.
Yeah.
$206 million.
Field of Dreams game tonight. Reds, Cubs. Excited for it.
I bet that movie.
Dad, you want to have a catch? I'd like that.
That was pretty solid Kevin Costner heyday, box office star.
Massive.
If anyone else is in that movie, I doubt it does as well. That would be my expectation.
I agree with that.
That a lot of that was driven, everyone needs to see the new Kevin Costner movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about baseball? Well, it's Kevin Costner, so I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I probably don't like it as much as I used to. Now it is corny. It's corny as hell. But, I mean, if you have a kid or you have a dad and you ever play catch with your dad, it'll get you.
James Earl Jones is the greatest.
He's awesome.
So The Natural, Moneyball, Bad News Bears, Field of Dreams. We got one left. Any guesses? Have we missed one?
Major League.
Major League.
No.
Really?
A League of Their Own.
League of Their Own.
Wow.
Number one, $284 million. Almost $80 million more than Field of Dreams.
The crime is that Major League isn't even top five. League of Their Own is not a bad movie. Tom Hanks, it's his worst
performance. Yeah,
he was way better in Bosom Buddies. But the movie
Joe
overall,
versus the Volcano, better.
Yeah, which I rented a few times as well.
Yep. Are you crying?
Don't cry, you baby.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
It's like nails on the chalk.
Oh, you zip it, Doris.
But Madonna was good. Rosie was good.
They were all good.
I mean, it was a good movie.
They're doing a series. Have you seen that?
Yes.
The previews for that?
Reboot. I just saw that.
A reboot.
A reboot, as I've been known to call it.
What is a reboot?
And finally, guys, to wrap it up, there is a CEO who is getting
this guy.
I would say he's getting dragged. He's also getting praised a lot.
I saw this.
I'll explain the story. I'm curious where you guys fall. Braden Wallachy is the CEO of a company called Hypersocial, and they help companies market themselves on LinkedIn. He had a LinkedIn post that went viral because he had to lay a few people off, and then he posted a photo of himself crying about it. And the post that he wrote talks about how it was his fault. He made a bad business decision earlier in the year, stuck with it for way too long, and that's why these people lost their job. And the post talks about how he wishes he was more cold-hearted and didn't care, but he does. And so some people are saying he deserves credit for caring about his employees and accepting responsibility and being open and vulnerable about it. Others say, no, this is extremely cringy to see. And
he posted a picture. Is it a picture or a video?
It feels staged. It was a picture.
Of him crying. There are tears and everything. You could have sent a post that says, look, there it is, Ben. Finger over the mouth, tears streaming down his face.
Okay.
You very well, and probably that probably is a genuine emotion and reaction. Posting the picture.
Him posting it.
It's unforgivable.
Have you ever had to fire someone?
No.
Yeah, no, I've never been in a management type position.
No, think about breaking up with somebody, though, right?
Yeah.
That's not a fun thing, but posting a picture
even
of yourself.
Even if it's something you kind of want and need,
it's
still not fun.
Yeah, you don't post a picture of yourself crying and be like, this is just really hard for me. Think about the people that you laid off. They don't want to see, it doesn't do them any good. They've already lost their job. Now they got to see you trying to get clout by posting a picture of you crying.
I think the fact that he posted it is a really bad look. Let's say they did it on Zoom or whatever.
Yeah,
they had a meeting.
Put it up there.
Somebody that got fired happened to catch it and took a screenshot, and they're like, you know what? I lost my job, but man, I just got to give kudos to my boss.
Right.
He was clearly
totally
broken
different.
Up about it. Super different. The fact that he posted it.
It's the guy that gives money to the homeless people and films it. Like, bro, you know, I'm just doing a good deed without posting it on Facebook. You can do that. That's you can make someone's day without letting everybody know about it.
I'm going to say when.
And once
we get fired, Adam sends us a picture of him crying,
well, I'll throw him out a window.
It's better than hiring George Clooney to come in and fire people. Although that was a good movie.
That was Up in the Air.
Yes,
great movie. That was a good underrated, movie. Sneaky good movie. Yeah. Really good movie. But no, the clout grabbing, posting yourself crying is no good.
And that's our Rindle Report, and that's our show. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads. So tomorrow is a management report Friday. Very excited. 8 a.m., Bob Melvin, skipper of the Padres, here with Ben and Woods. Tons to talk about after a eventful week for your San Diego Padres. So be tuned tomorrow, 6 to 10 a.m. for Paul Rindle. Keep tuned to this show with Paul Rindle, Stephen Woods, and yours truly, Ben Higgins, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Coach up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.